Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hundreds of military officials just summoned to Virginia to hear Secretary of War Pete Hegseth tell them that new directives for troops will include male-only standards for physical fitness and an end to so-called woke culture in the military.
Today, at my direction, we are also adding a combat field test for combat arms units that must be executable in any environment at any time and with combat equipment.
Hegseth says he is also loosening disciplinary rules and weakening the precautions on hazing, saying the era of political correctness in the military is over. Federal government appears to be on the road to shut down. Talks between Republicans and Democrats in Congress have broken down. Midnight is the deadline. There's no response yet from Hamas on the 20-point ceasefire proposal put forth by President Trump yesterday. Gaza today, another 42 Palestinians were killed. Tropical storm Imelda expected to create wet, windy conditions on the East Coast this week. This is ABC News.
107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A pair of Democratic state lawmakers have introduced legislation to guarantee residents the right to access contraceptives. State Senator Dianne Hesselbein and State Representative Lisa Subek introduced the Right to Contraception Act on Friday. The proposed bill would prohibit state or local government entities from implementing any laws that would make it more difficult for residents to obtain contraceptives or information. The state legislation is similar to federal legislation on contraception access that was introduced earlier this year. With the federal student aid application period opening in October, a Wisconsin nonprofit is reminding residents of the services they offer to help borrowers across the state. The Wisconsin Coalition on Student Debt, or Debt Smart, seeks to help Wisconsin students navigate the loan process with free practical tools and a helpline. Organization officials also say Wisconsin residents have a lower than average amount of student loan debt, but there's still a great deal of confusion around pandemic-related forbearances and changes to income-driven repayment plans. Bayfield County is offering residents a new Universal Children's Savings Account program. The Bayfield County Board of Supervisors unanimously approved the pilot program, dubbed Bayfield County Saving Early for Educational Dreams. The program provides participating children with a $100 deposit when families open a college savings account before their second birthday. Families enrolled in the federal WIC program will receive $200. Bayfield County is the first local government in the state to approve such a program. Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Judge Chris Taylor made a pair of campaign stops in northwest Wisconsin last week. Judge Taylor visited the Shawamagon Democrats' office in Ashland and the Washburn Public Library, speaking with area residents about why she's running and taking questions on topics like redistricting. Judge Taylor is currently running unopposed for the election next April after conservative state Supreme Court Justice Rebecca Bradley announced she would not seek re-election. Another conservative-backed candidate has not yet emerged. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks without Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks held their media day to kick off their season, but Giannis Antetokounmpo, not there. He's in quarantine in Greece after testing positive for COVID. On a Zoom call, Giannis asked how he feels about missing the start of training camp.
Definitely disappointed, bummed out that I'm not able to be there with the team and just like... You know, as a leader, I don't feel good about this. But at the end of the day, like, this is life. But at the end of the day, I think they will understand. If I'm not there today to see them, I'll be there in a few days, and we get the ball rolling.
College football. The Wisconsin Badgers have a rough schedule ahead with games against Iowa, Ohio State, and this Saturday they travel to Michigan.
Our ability to maintain and sustain some consistency as we continue to push and grow is going to be every bit as important as anything else.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high right around 81 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another warm day, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Nativerts Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Federal government shutdown looms, healthcare in danger. We'll discuss it with Sean Fetteplace of the Main Street Action Alliance. Also, Alex Bedorsky is in talking about Knowles Nelson Conservancy.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our home here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. State Senator Kelda Royes is going to be joining us in hour number two. Mm-hmm. She has thrown her hat into the ring to run for Wisconsin governor. She made the announcement on our friend and colleague Todd Alba show about a month ago.
Yes.
Senator Kelda Royes joining us after the 10 o'clock news for audio sorbet today. Also in hour number two, Bad Bunny was announced as the new NFL Super Bowl halftime entertainment. It's causing some rippling.
Stir.
There's a stir. We're going to talk about that a little bit in audio sorbet. And then we want to hear about what was your favorite Super Bowl show, if that is your thing.
Yeah.
What was your favorite Super Bowl show? Start thinking about it now. That's coming up with audio sorbet after 10:30. We will wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the There's No Law for This edition. Going to be a lot of those coming, I think. So stay tuned for that. Also, it is underway, our multi-state text to win. Go for the green and gold contest. You know, groceries are really expensive right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what would be really handy?
What's that?
I don't know, extra $200 in cash.
How did they get that, Jane?
It is so easy. All you need is the Civic Media app.
Ooh.
You go to wherever you get your apps, go to your app store.
I get them from Pick and Save.
Okay. Download the Civic Media app and then pick your favorite station. It could be WAUK, that's our broadcast frequency. Could be WLCX or wherever. Pick your favorite station and then here we go. Text in this word. This is the word. Calvin, do we have our little drum roll, please? The word to text in via the Civic Media app is warm. W-A-R-M. Warm is the word. You have until 10 o'clock to text in the word warm. W-A-R-M.
Warm.
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 Warm, not worm. Warm.
That's true, I guess, yeah.
W-A-R-M. Spelling counts. You're in the running for that $200 in cash and gold jewelry. That's our daily prize. Mm-hmm. Grand prize, of course, that incredible package. Two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay and Minnesota November 23rd at noon and a gas card.
That's...
to get you there and back. It's worth $1,550.
Nice.
Nice chunk of change there. And that $200 in cash, I think... for at least one trip to the grocery store, that would probably come in pretty handy.
A down payment.
Down payment on your grocery bill. Text in the word warm, W-A-R-M. You have until 10 o'clock. Then your next chance is going to be with Tom Hartman in the 11 and 1 o'clock hours. Join Todd in the 3 o'clock hour, Maggie Dawn at 5 p.m., Peach Schwabba, wrapping it up with Nightlight in the 7 o'clock hour. But right now, the word is warm. W-A-R-M. That's the word,
Greg. I know, but you are, I feel like you're purposely saying that. Because I say warm.
Warm.
Yeah, but you're saying warm.
Fine. It's spelled the same.
I know.
It's W-A-R-M.
Jane, I'm simply finding something you're doing very funny.
That's fine.
And it makes my heart warm.
I'm glad it makes you warm. Warm is the word. W-A-R-N. Just text it in, okay?
Yeah, please and thank you.
Thank you. All right. It is highly likely that the government is going to shut down tonight.
No, seriously, we just went from, like, laughter to that.
Well, this is the reality of the situation. It is.
Yeah, it's the faults. There should be faults laid down.
Plenty of blame.
Plenty of blame.
Let's point fingers.
We're good at that.
We are good at pointing fingers. And actually, there is someone who has a very, very strong opinion on whose responsibility it is if there is a government shutdown.
Is it like a senator or a congressman?
Someone you'll recognize.
Really?
The current president of the United States had some opinions about government shutdowns in 2013, and who is to blame for that? Calvin, let's play that clip, please.
Who's going to bear the brunt of the responsibility if indeed there is a shutdown of our government?
Well, if you say who gets fired, it always has to be the top. I mean, problems start from the top, and they have to get solved from the top, and the president's the leader. And he's got to get everybody in a room, and he's got to lead. You know, the interesting thing is in 25 years and 50 years and 100 years from now, when the government is, you know, they talk about the government shutdown, they're going to be talking about the president of the United States.
Yeah.
Who was the president at that time? Mm-hmm. They're not going to be talking who the head of the House was, the head of the Senate, who's running things in Washington. So I really think the pressure is on the president.
Donald Trump in 2013. Talking about whose fault it is if there is a government shutdown, which is likely going to happen tonight.
Yeah. And I know it's not, he said 25, 50 years from now, but that was 12 years ago when the government shut down. Barack Obama was president. And granted, there's ample place to point your finger at him. That's fine. But who was in control of the purse strings in 2013? I think it was Republicans.
I believe it was.
Who is in control of every branch of the government, including the Supreme Court right now?
Yeah, so the White House, the Senate, and the House, all under Republican control.
So I feel like if we're going to apply 2013 logic, and I'm using that word logic real loosely here when it comes to Donald Trump, if we apply that logic to what's happening today, I mean, it just makes sense. I mean, are we going to fire the president? Are we going to fire them all? I mean, should we start at the top? It seems like, I mean, now is a, there's never been a better time to invoke the words of president, now former president Truman, which was the buck stops here.
Right.
So I don't know.
We're just pointing out what he said.
Mm-hmm. You
know, maybe he's changed his mind.
I mean, who knows? It's a long time ago. That's a Fox and Friends thing. So that was the morning. By afternoon, he could be like, who is the president of the United States? I mean,
that's a good point. So what is going to happen? What is this going to mean for you here in Wisconsin?
Mm-hmm.
If the federal government shuts down at midnight, the first thing is probably going to be if you're going to be traveling.
Yeah.
And especially air traffic controllers, aircraft inspection, FAA reviews, things like that. Air traffic controllers and about 50,000 TSA workers are among the government workers who will have to keep working but won't get paid. But in the past, that has led to some what they call sick outs.
Yeah.
Where at some point they kind of get tired of working for nothing, even though they are supposed to get paid retroactively.
Yeah, which we'll see. This administration loves paying for services rendered.
Well, now the administration is essentially saying that if people get laid off, they're just going to fire them.
Well,
and blame it on the Democrats.
Well, and then in 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 weeks, 5 days, a minute and a half after they do that, they're going to tell them to come back because they need them. This has been happening since January.
Since Doge
came into the building.
Mm.
Fire them, quote, save money, and then like, oh no, I forgot, rockets need to land darn it, we need to bring them back. Weather needs to be forecasted. Nuclear codes need to be protected. We should get those individuals back. There are stories after story of the government having to hire people back.
That they fired.
That they fired. And by the way, when you fire someone, that's a cost. When you rehire them, it's a cost. When you hire a new person, that's a cost. That all costs us money. Doge saved us nothing. These are terrible, non-long-term planning measures that they are inflicting upon us. And by the way, Jane, I don't know about you, but I don't think the air traffic control problems that have been happening over the past 6-7 months are going to get any better if we fire more people.
This is from Reuters, by the way. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said Friday he's worried a shutdown will jeopardize air traffic training. Really?
What?
Hundreds of air traffic control trainees at the academy in Oklahoma City could be furloughed, causing significant delays in the training pipeline and worsen ongoing air traffic controller staffing crisis because we do not have enough air traffic controllers. Mm-hmm. So they shut this down. All of their training stops.
Yeah. And that's just one aspect, by the way.
The FAA right now, right, and we're only talking about the FAA.
Yeah.
Right now, the FAA is about 3,800 air traffic controllers short. Almost 4,000. But that's okay. That's okay. And don't believe the Republicans when their whole thing now is that Democrats want to restore the subsidies to the ACA, which is Obamacare,
yeah,
so they can cover illegal immigrants' medical costs.
No.
That's not a thing.
No.
That's really not a thing.
No, because what's going to happen is that if you are on traditional insurance that you like that is non-ACA acquired, your premiums are going to go up, period.
Yes.
All of our premiums are going up. If you're on the ACA, they're going to go up even more. And people on the ACA got a tax credit every year to help afford those payments. That tax credit is either going to be lowered or gotten rid of.
Yes.
So they need help. And Senator Baldwin, Representative Pocan, and many others are trying to make those tax credits permanent. You know, like the tax cuts that we give the billionaires. Let's make a simple tax cut for regular folks, permanent, accessible, and do a good job.
Well, and I've seen reports that say premiums could go up 90%.
I mean,
90%.
I haven't seen those per se. I've seen 20 to 25%. But the fact is, if you're on the ACA, your premiums are going up a lot. So, yeah, what, again, from a politician standpoint, Jane, I don't understand this. If you just make those tax credits permanent, they cost barely anything to this country. And then you get to say, hey, we helped you. And then you can do then burn your 15th boat with your 14th boat. I don't care. But like these little things that you can do by not doing them and then also lying about them,
yeah,
and saying it's illegal aliens who are taking our health care.
Yeah, that's not
it's just bunk. I almost swore. I almost said the C word.
Get the Calvin, watch that dump,
yeah,
button.
Yeah.
Just in case
that's
we want to remain.
How I was raised. I think the C word's a swear word.
Remain FCC friendly here. You can always join the conversation 855-752-4842, especially if you were on the ACA.
Yes, please. We want to hear from you.
I would love to hear from you because my husband and I were on it for a brief period of time when I was in between jobs.
Mm-hmm.
It was not inexpensive.
No.
I mean, even with a subsidy, it was not, you know, we didn't pay $50 a month.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, the lies they've been spreading. I'm thinking of a conversation that Speaker Robin Voss had with Lou Anne Bird earlier this year. No, last year. Lying to her face saying that people are on Medicaid and Medicare and all this stuff. Obamacare is free. It's not free.
It was never free.
It was never free. And spinning that yarn.
We're to continue this conversation. We're talking about the impending government shutdown. Ooh. You can always join us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us. We will be right back. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it. Jane says. Jane says.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Here's another community reminder from 107.5 WLAK. Ruby's Pantry distributes the second Saturday of each month. And you can check out the schedule at rubyspantry.org. That's rubyspantry.org. Ruby's Pantry, the second Saturday of each month from 7:30 to 9 a.m. And they do that at SMC Limited on Griffin Street in Amory. Another community reminder for you from 107.5 WLAK.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons. And now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
Those parade wagons, circus parades would have to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Feld Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
The WLAK Go for the Green and Gold text win contest is powered by Amory Chevrolet. Lifetime warranty, trusted service, hometown values. Amory Chevrolet, where people matter most.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tack it up, tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Gottbach, Calvi Tini on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. Good morning, live stream. On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Don't forget our multi-state text to win contest is underway. The word you want to text in via the Civic Media app only. So get out your phone, open up the app, text in the word WARM. W-A-R-M. WARM is the word, not WARN. W-A-R-N. Charles in Milwaukee. You may want to resend that. Ryan in Madison also sent in WARN. WARN. We're not warning you. We're warming you. You don't like that?
No, it was great. It was great. I really, if ever there was an advertisement for the live stream, it was that moment, folks.
It was a nice warm hug.
Warm. W-A-R-M as in Mary. Or warm.
Warm. Up for grabs. Everybody could use an extra $200 in cash right now. Our daily prize, $200 in cash, gold jewelry. Everyone who enters is in the running for the grand prize. Two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay and Minnesota November 23rd at noon with a guest card to get you there and back. So text in the word WARN. WARM, W-A-R-M, is the word you have until 10 o'clock. Before we went to the break, we were talking about the impending government shutdown, which unless there is a deal made, and it seems somewhat unlikely at this point, that's not going to happen. So what is this going to mean for people here in Wisconsin? What does this mean for folks in Wisconsin? This is from NPR. If you're planning on international travel and you don't have a passport yet, I'd do it today. U.S. passport agencies will stay open if the government shuts down, but it's going to take a lot longer to get your application processed and employees furloughed. So if you have been thinking about applying for a passport, I would do it today.
Yeah.
Just jump on it, get it done. It can take several months.
Yes.
Normally.
Yeah.
So if there's going to be slowdowns because of a government shutdown, it could take some time. So we want to make sure that you're okay with that.
And it's better to do. I personally believe it's better to get your passport when you don't need it than it is to, in case, because I know, I mean, we all know people who are like, I need a passport in like a month. I'm like, good luck.
It's tough to get it in a month. So
yeah, it's better to do it now, even if you don't need it, because then you have it. And
exactly. And it lasts for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have the star on your driver's license now,
yeah,
you can't fly domestically.
Well, yeah and no. The TSA is kind of like, you and I spent like a good amount of weeks making this to seem like a thing that was going to happen. Like we were going to see.
But that's stoppage. What we were told.
Yep. And then the day after when the whole thing took effect, TSA was like, nah, it's not that big of a deal. Just do it next time, would you? Because they can't. They can't stop thousands of people from flying.
Well, they could. Yes, they could.
Do you want that on your shoulders? My goodness. No, thank you.
According to this article, naturally, the biggest impacts are going to be felt by federal workers and active duty military service members who won't get a paycheck during the government shutdown. Again, in years past when this has happened, they have been paid retroactively. But still, if the government shutdown goes down for 2 months and you don't have money coming in, they still have to pay bills.
Well, and I'm sorry, but look at the track record, Jane. I'm sorry, but if these folks go without pay doing their jobs, I do not believe that this administration is going to make it a priority to get those individuals reimbursed. They are going to hem and haw, tell them, well, if you loved your country, you would just give up the time and give up the money. We could use it. We want to be rich again, and it'll come back to you in another way. I do not see these individuals, unless there's a court order or someone finds a zero and a one that says press that and they will just get automatically reimbursed. I can see this administration trying to snake people out of
trying to sift
a
them out
total
of, their money.
Of millions of dollars in reimbursements.
Even though if you listen to our president, and we're going to talk about this in the next half hour, we've taken in trillions.
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 Trillions. With a T.
In tariffs. It's on the tariff shelf, according to our president.
Is that a... That's a technical term?
He calls it the tariff shelf.
I just have a spice shelf and...
So apparently there are just wads of cash on our tariff shelf that's available. Well, when we want to loan $20 billion to Argentina, we got money for that. We've got money for the really shiny gold decorations in the Oval Office now that... World leaders are apparently so impressed with.
Disgusting. It's so gaudy. It's so disgusting. It's so obnoxious.
PJ on the live stream, and you make some good points, PJ. Passports are expensive. They are.
Mm-hmm.
An adult passport costs $165 for a first-time passport, $130 to renew by mail or online. Also a $35 acceptance fee for first-time applicants and a $60 optional fee to expedite it.
Don't get that if you don't need it, please.
And a fee for 1 to 2 day delivery of the passport if you need it faster.
That's why I say get it when you don't need it, because
you don't want to be rushing for this.
And the fees are just they pile up. So yes, it is absolutely an expense. There's no doubt about it, but it is important to have it, and it's
a good thing to have.
Yeah, it really
again,
is.
And PJ makes a good point. Not everybody can afford a passport.
No, they can't. But
that's we're talking $250 almost. You know that it adds up.
Yeah.
There's a lot of folks who just don't have that extra cash on hand. We will see what happens. Maybe something will happen today. The president just got done addressing our military members, some of whom flew thousands of miles, to hear from our Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth.
I will never call him that. It's disgusting.
Yep. And we'll be talking more about that probably tomorrow.
It was like a Temu Apple release, if you ask me.
We have news coming up next, and then we will return with... Is he okay?
Truly.
Seriously.
Truly.
Is he all right?
Yeah.
Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go away.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A group of Republican state lawmakers have introduced legislation to legalize the use of medical marijuana. The proposed legislation would create a new state program allowing growers, processors, labs, and dispensaries to obtain a license to legally produce and sell medical marijuana. The bill would also establish safeguards to ensure only people who have a medical need for it can gain access to it. The lawmakers say people with chronic illness should not need to cross state lines to try alternative medicines. Medical marijuana is legal at some level in most other states. New changes have officially gone into effect for Wisconsin's Supplemental Nutrition Program for women, infants, and children. According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, the changes implemented to the WIC program on Monday will offer recipients expanded food choices, more options for special diets, and additional support for healthy eating habits. Among the changes are an extra $3 for fruits and vegetables, more options for infant foods, and more whole grain options for women who are pregnant, breastfeeding, or postpartum. The city of Superior is reminding residents to practice caution following a report from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, which found a significant increase in fall-related calls. According to Superior Fire Department officials, crews responded to 445 fall calls in 2024, which was about 17% of their total call volume. They're sharing helpful tips with residents on how to prevent falls, including staying active and taking advantage of services offered by the Douglas County Aging and Disability Resource Center. The Washburn County Board continued discussions about the need for a new jail at their meeting this month. The current county jail does not meet Wisconsin Department of Correction housing requirements for certain inmates, and officials say the cost of transporting those inmates to other facilities can be anywhere between $45 and $155 per day. The county board voted against purchasing real estate in the town of Bashaw for a new county jail earlier this year and have been discussing another potential jail site in Shell Lake. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's a new King of the Hill at the theater. A big-time director, an all-star cast, and excellent reviews could not keep one battle after another from the top spot at last week's box office. The Paul Thomas Anderson-directed film that stars Leo DiCaprio, Sean Penn, Regina King, and Benicio del Toro opened at the top with $22 million and $48.5 million worldwide. It also set a record as the highest-grossing open of Paul Thomas Anderson's career. Last week's number one, Demon Slayer: Infinity Castle, dropped to number three this past weekend with a haul of $7.1 million at the gate. Coming in at number two was G-rated Gabby's Dollhouse, the movie, which brought in $13.7 million. The Conjuring Last Rites came in fourth place with just under $7 million this week. It's fifth in theaters. And finishing at number five was another new release, horror flick The Strangers Chapter 2, which finished at just under $6 million. Lots of good variety at the box office and more to come. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high right around 81 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, will drop to 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another warm day, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you Sally Flores, organizing director for the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition?
So you're okay with undermining the will of the voter? Great. Just, do you see how terrible that sounds? And when I translate gerrymandering to Spanish, it just means manipulating election results. It's exactly what gerrymandering is, but in Spanish, the wow effect, oh my God, even in the U.S., manipulates election results. And I was like, yes, and they have a fancy word for it. They've covered it up with almost unimaginable word.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, we'll make some news about the 2026 election in the 7th Congressional District up north, and we'll meet our new newsletter editor, Ellie Bordeaux.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, our one, our only Calzone on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can join us. Call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. An hour from now, this is the portion of the show, or next hour will be the portion of the show we call Audio Sorbet, where we lighten things up, get away from the news, take a break. Bad Bunny was announced as the entertainment for the next Super Bowl. That's gotten some reactions. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. And then your favorite Super Bowl show. What was your favorite Super Bowl show? That's coming up for Audio Sorbet about an hour from now. So I hope you can join us. You can text in your answer now. If you're not going to be around, that would be fine as well. Speaking of texting, our multi-state text win contest is underway. The word you want to text in via the Civic Media app right now, you only have until 10 o'clock, is WARM. W-A-R-M. M. WARM.
WARM.
Nancy and Christy and a couple folks sent in WARN. W-A-R-N. No, it's WARM. Giving you a nice warm hug. I want a nice warm jacket. I'm warming up. Warm. W-A-R-M is the word. Text that in by 10 o'clock. You are in the running, and I think everybody could use another $200 in cash, say.
I could.
That's our daily prize, $200 in cash and gold jewelry. And then the grand prize, those two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay in Minnesota, November 23rd at noon with a gas card to get you there and back worth $1,550. So text in the word WARM, W-A-R-M, via the Civic Media app. You have until 10 o'clock. Yeah. We're very serious about this. Is Donald Trump okay?
Yes, truly.
Is he well?
We had real and valid conversations last year about this time. Well, no, by this time, I think Kamala Harris was the candidate, I believe, at this time. Because there was a lot of questions about Joe Biden's mental acuity.
Yes, especially after the debate, which was not good.
Not good.
Not good.
And there were a lot of questions throughout his four-year term. And I was one person who said, I'm pretty sure Joe Biden said he was going to be a one-term president. And then he said he was going to run again. And that gave a lot of people pause. Unfortunately, you know, we're in the mess we're in now because I don't think enough people spoke up. But I feel like it is, if we are going to have the same, if we had those conversations last year.
About Joe Biden,
it is perfectly valid to have the same conversations now because we have seen, and we have been seeing it for a long time, but recently it's been getting worse and worse and worse. And two stories popped out at me over the past couple of days. And the first one having to do with an AI scam or an AI commercial that wasn't real that the President of the United States retweeted, and we have.
He retruthed it on his social.
Look,
he retruthed this, and then he pulled it.
Yeah,
and then pulled it.
Well, they also and the clip was also deleted as I think as well. So like it's been deleted, but well, nothing leaves the internet forever. It's there and it's improved. But Calvin, we have a clip. This clip, I just want to give a couple things. So this clip. Is taken from Late Night with Seth Meyers. It's mostly news reporting. There's a little bit of Seth in there, but it goes in with an explanation. And then about 20 seconds in, you are going to hear the actual commercial that was retruthed by Donald Trump. So that is sort of what we have here.
Some context
yes.
for you.
It features a rendering of the president speaking. You hear a version of his voice, and it's supposed to resemble a Fox News segment featuring his daughter-in-law, Lara Trump. So this idea has been popular in QAnon conspiracy theory circles for years, and it asserts that elites have access to secret healing technology that's been kept from the public.
Breaking now, President Donald J. Trump has announced a historic new healthcare system.
This is the fake.
The launch of America's first MedBed hospitals and a national MedBed card for every citizen.
MedBed?
Every American will soon receive their own MedBed card. With it, you'll have guaranteed access to our new hospitals led by the top doctors in the nation, equipped with the most advanced technology in the world. These facilities are safe, modern, and designed to restore every citizen to full health and strength.
Wow.
The president thought that was a real thing he did in real life.
Yeah.
He posted that.
It wasn't a joke. He didn't take it as a joke. He posted it, and we know that it wasn't a joke because it was taken down.
Right.
And again, is he okay?
Well, and this MedBed thing.
Yeah, I never heard about this.
Well, because again, we don't crawl through the dark web, and we don't belong to QAnon. This is a conspiracy that has been big among the QAnon people, who have not gone away.
No.
They're just not as prominent.
They're certainly not getting those Epstein files they wanted.
Well, that's true.
Mm.
If this were President Biden posting something like this, Democrats would have come out and said, sir, you're not well.
Well, and you know what? And you can say, no, he wouldn't. Yes, we can, because last year after the debate, Democrats were calling for him to step down. So we have the proof that people in the party and people of note will stand up and say, no, I think he needs to be done with, you know, we need a better option. And again, you can think I'm being snarky. You can think I'm being silly. You can think I'm being a jerk. I don't care. I'm truly, and I've said it before, worried about his health, because that was one of two things that happened with regard to reality versus perception. And that, I don't know, is a big deal when you're the president of the United States of America.
It's his cognitive abilities.
Yes.
You really wonder how he is cognitively, because he said over the last 10 years, we could go back to talking about the Civil War.
Yeah.
When he was talking about the Civil War and they protected our airports.
Yeah. I think that the revolution? Well, it doesn't matter. It was a pre-airport war.
Yeah. But I mean, there's lots of examples.
But also the trillions comment you made today.
Oh, yeah. He said we have trillions of dollars sitting on the tariff shelf. He's talking now about how we're just bringing in trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars in tariffs. He actually said that someone came to me the other day and said, we found $31 trillion. And they don't know where it came from.
Well,
if that's the case, then we can help subsidize the ACA if they just found another $31 trillion. And then we don't have to have a government shutdown.
I mean, $31 trillion, I feel like we could all take a vacation day.
That's a lot of money.
And I just, like, I want to know from the MAGA supporters, I want to know, like, hey, it's honestly, well, no, it's not. Because when you are in something like this, which is and has been stated by experts, this is more of a cult than it is a party. You cannot denigrate. You cannot speak against your leader. The leader is infallible. He is the next thing to God. But you can't tell me in your brain somewhere you're not feeling even for a wisp of a moment saying, yeah, maybe this isn't good.
855-752-4842 if you would like to join us. Gene from Eau Claire is on the line. Good morning, Gene. Thanks for calling in. What do you think?
Good morning, and thank you so much. You're doing such a great job covering all these important issues. And in my personal and it's biased opinion, I know it's double negative here. Well, anyway, in my opinion, he is worse and worse. And the worst thing about it, I got to say, is the people that are right around him manipulating the heck out of him.
Yes.
This is not just him, and the people that love him should be mad as heck and say he needs to go and get mental health. He needs to go and get physical health. He's going to go down in history. The worst president of the United States, and all those people that are around there saying, yes, master, oh, yes, sir, oh, Lord, you know, and putting their hands up to him like he's the Lord. Golly, put his name in a goddamn Bible. Wake up, folks. That's not religious.
Yeah.
And another thing, too, is Putin's attacking and the other groups are attacking. He's attacking the United States of America.
Yeah.
I've never seen it in my life as people stood by. And those people that represent us, they got to go. Biden would have been gone. They did see some things, and they talked to him about it, and they worked with that. Who in the devil's running Trump? Because Trump on his own is going after people. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. All his enemies. But who's standing there and saying, we don't do that in the United States of America? That one just gets me, guys. And he's getting worse, and they're getting worse. So it's not just him alone, because anybody in their right mind would say, you can't do this in the United States of America. We're proud of ourselves. We love each other. We're United States of America. Yep. We don't have a war on our own people. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Gene. Appreciate it. It's interesting, Gene, that you say that we don't make war on each other. This morning, talking to our assembled military leaders that Pete Hegseth called in from all around the world, this morning, President Trump told our military officials, quote, I told Pete we should use some of these dangerous cities like Chicago and Portland and New York. We should use some of these dangerous cities as training grounds for our military. National Guard, our military, because we're going into Chicago very soon. We should use some American cities as training grounds for our military.
And something else that Gene brought up, too, that I want to highlight really quick is the fact that, yes, the people around him are manipulating his viewpoints and his and getting him to say things based on the information they are giving him. And that leads us right into the next thing that is giving me and should give us all great pause is the fact that over the weekend, he decided he wanted to send troops into Portland. And I think I know why they created the narrative of Portland, because a lot of people were scratching their heads going, why Portland? Because Portland during the Black Lives Matters rallies in 2020.
It was a big flashpoint.
There were things happening there. And they've used Portland ever since then as a guidepost of here is where the denigration is
it's
in America.
Antifa.
It's like the yeah, it is. And so he wanted to send troops into Portland. And we have a clip, but we can wait on that in a moment. But that is the second point, to ask the question, is Donald Trump okay? And to clarify that I am not trying to be a snarky jerk. I am someone who had a dad, grandparents, parents, friends. Is anybody worried about him? That's what I would like to know. And if you support Donald Trump, you don't even have to tell me you don't like it. Just tell me you're worried about him.
Is he well?
Mm-hmm.
Is he well?
Yeah.
Chuck Schumer. Okay, take this with a grain of salt, but still.
Old Chuck's strongly worded letter, Schumer.
Yeah, Mr. Tough. Chuck Schumer said that he and Hakeem Jeffries had to explain the consequences of the government shutdown to the president when they met yesterday. People who get their insurance through Obamacare or ACA are going to be getting notices in the coming days that their premiums are going up unless Congress extends the funds.
And
Schumer says he was not aware that Americans would pay huge increases in their health care bills and not aware the effects will actually start October 1st. Not the end of December. We're going to keep this going. 855-752-4842. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast statewide, countrywide. You can pick us up in New Zealand on the app, the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. You think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show. Heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You know what I'm a sucker for at a Chinese buffet?
Crab rangoons.
Yep. I'll have about 4 or 5 of those things.
And they have cocktail weenies, which is a nice delicacy at the Chinese buffet.
I'm trying to think of a buffet I went to that had cocktail weenies.
Who's eating that?
I don't know.
Even if you have a gourmet recipe at home, you're not making cocktail weenies. You're certainly not eating them when you go to the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air, Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text, or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just about 8 minutes left for you to enter our multi-state text win. Go for the green and gold contest.
What's the word, Jane?
The word is warm. W-A-R-M. People are sending in the wrong word.
Jane, allow me to be charmed by you. Just allow it to happen, okay. Young lady. Warm.
Warm. W-A-R-M.
Like a warm hug.
Exactly. A nice, warm, hot toddy.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You have until 10 o'clock to text in the word on the app only, warm, W-A-R-M. You are in the running for our daily prize all this week. $200 in cash.
Nice.
Which everybody, I think, we could all use right now. Gold jewelry. And then the grand prize is fantastic. 2 club level indoor. Indoor being the important word here. Indoor seats to see Green Bay and Minnesota November 23rd at noon with a gas card to get you there and back worth $1,550, baby. It's pretty nice.
I mean, The gas card is what always gets my heart.
You love that.
I love that aspect of this company that it is one of the most Midwestern things ever to say, hey, here's the thing. Do you need a little money for gas too?
Well, I can get some.
Yeah,
there.
I'll get some. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Warm. W-A-R-M. And then Tom Hartman will have another word for you in the 11 and 1 o'clock hours. Then join Todd Alba at 3 p.m. Maggie Dawn, 5 p.m. Pete Schwabba wrapping it up tonight at 7 o'clock. And it all starts tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. Mornings with Peck right low at 7 a.m.
And none of those words today will be warm.
No, it's only today.
Just us. Warm.
It's only today. Okay.
Yeah.
Before the break, we were talking about whether or not our commander-in-chief is actually well.
Mm-hmm.
He reposted this Looney Tunes video, AI-generated video, over the weekend about med beds, these miracle beds that's big among the QAnon community. They believe the wealthy and elite have access to all of these medical treatments that make us just restore you back to what you were. I told Todd yesterday, I was on his show, and I said, yeah, you know, when I was gone on vacation, I tried it. Obviously, they don't work.
Seth Meyers had a great joke about it. He said, yeah, the rich and elite do have access to that. It's called healthcare.
It is called healthcare.
It's just called healthcare, folks. We could all have it if we wanted it. But the other thing he talked about, and this is a little more, this is far more worrying, because this has to do with sending more troops into American cities, this time Portland. And he wanted to send troops into Portland to calm the war, calm the problems. And I included two stories. One of them has the text exchange between the president's staff and her about what's going on and why they shouldn't be doing this.
Who is the her?
The governor of Oregon.
Okay.
The governor of Oregon. And her name is escaping me right
That's
now,
right.
So I apologize. But it shows that this was not necessary. And we have a clip of something, and I got this from The Daily Show. I've mostly gotten rid of a lot of the Jon Stewart part. It's the information. So this is about the conversation that Donald Trump had with the governor of Oregon.
And the war going on in Portland.
Exactly. Calvin?
The governor of Oregon tried to explain to the president that they were not in a state of war.
President Trump, in an interview with NBC on Sunday morning, said a phone call with Governor Kotek showed him a different perspective.
Saying, I spoke to the governor, she was very nice, but I said, well, wait a minute, am I watching things on television that are different from what's happening?
I don't think any of us know what you're watching on television. And B, this explains so much about the governing philosophy of the Trump administration. There is reality, and then there's this.
My people tell me different. They're literally attacking, and there are fires all over the place.
The president of the United States, alone in his bescreened bunker, sees reports of conflict in Portland on TV. His lackeys reinforce the chaos, and rather than take a breath, rather than take a beat, rather than not acting rashly, rather than using the resources available to him as the president of the United States.
Lots of resources.
To find out what the realities on the ground are, he just goes, code red, red team, go.
Yeah.
His reality is based in television.
And it's based on, and it's shaped by the people around him.
Yes. And what they allow, how they help him shape his view of reality.
And those news reporters saying his words, which were, my people are telling me something different. Those are his words. He is being manipulated. He's being manipulated. The president of this United States, he's being manipulated by his staff, by world leaders, by the press, by people who just want something from him. This is a man who does not, who needs a handler who cares about his well-being, as well as, I'll say, the United States of America.
That would
but
be nice.
This is just this weekend.
Oh, yeah, there's a whole lot more.
Yeah.
By the way, Casper texted in, listening in on WAUK in Madison. Antifa is not an organization that exists.
Nope.
You're absolutely right. There is no president of Antifa.
Yeah.
There's no VP of Antifa. Antifa stands for anti-fascist.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what fascist means, you can look it up.
Yeah. Google's free, my dude. And if you are upset with Antifa, what does that say about you? If Antifa bothers you so much,
are you pro-fascist?
I guess you must be pro-fascist.
News is coming up next. And then when we return, we're going to be joined by Wisconsin State Senator Kilda Royce and talk about her race for governor of Wisconsin. That is all on the way. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Generals and admirals summoned to Virginia. Listen today as Secretary of War Pete Hegseth laid out a new direction at the Pentagon, including raising the standards for physical fitness and combat readiness.
But when it comes to any job that requires physical power to perform in combat, those physical standards must be high and gender neutral. If women can make it, excellent. If not, it is what it is. If that means no women qualify for some combat jobs, so be it.
He also said hazing and boot camp would be allowed again and that racial quotas were being scrapped. He also told the generals if they didn't like the new rules, they should do the honorable thing and resign. The government is on the brink of the first shutdown in almost 7 years, a standoff over health care subsidies threatening to trigger it. Second detainee shot in an attack on a Dallas immigration field office last week has died. According to his family, he was one of three detainees shot. This is ABC News.